Ad Esrim Yavo Chodesh. Until 24 months passed by, in other words, until 2 years went by. So Rashi says, what's wrong? Because Shema Tisaba were afraid if she does remarry, maybe she'll become pregnant. But it's Torah Ligmal Esbino, and she'll have to stop nursing the child she has, because when you're pregnant, you can't nurse. Oh, Baal, Zeh, and the new husband now, Ein Oviv. It's not the husband of the first, it's not the father of the first child. He's not going to pay for the extra food that she needs to feed the first child. Therefore, we don't want her to become pregnant. Therefore, the lach is, if she's nursing, she's not allowed to remarry until the child is 2 years old. That's Ramea Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Mate B'Shemay Nasa Chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's enough they wait 18 a month. Why? Because even if she gets married after 18 months and she becomes pregnant, the first 3 months that she's pregnant is not bad to the child. So therefore, it's enough 18 months. Rashi, Dai Latinic, oh no, that is Rashi, no. Rashi says, okay, we'll see, that's more about it. Rashi Stam says, Dai Latinic Lina Bekach. It's enough for a kid to nurse 18 months. Therefore, once the kid is 18 months old, the mother has a right to remarry. Omer Rabbi Nosson by Yosef. Hein hein divri beishamai, hein hein divri beisili. You know, this is a machlokes beishamai and beisili. She beishamai yomrim eschrim ve'yaba chodesh. And that's the halacha we'll soon see, that the lady cannot remarry for 2 years. She has to wait 24 months. U beisili loimrim shemai nosa chodesh. No, she only has to wait 18 months. That's enough to nurse the child. Afterwards, she's allowed to remarry. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Ani achriya, I'll make achruah, I'll make a psharim between them. And say like this. That ledivre, I'll tell you like this. Ledivre ha'omer. Or in fact, says the parish, I'll explain. I'll explain what the meaning is like this. Ledivre ha'omer. Eschrim v'yab ha'chedish. The one that says that you have to wait 24 months. Muteris l'nasei v'yeshrim v'yechot chedish. Really, she's allowed to remarry after 21 months. And here the svar is, because he holds, even if she comes pregnant then, the first 3 months of the pregnancy, it doesn't bother, it doesn't stop the nursing. It's only after 3 months. So therefore, for another 3 months, she'll be able to nurse anyway. So therefore, it's enough not to remarry for 21 months, in order that even if she comes pregnant, by 24 months, she'll still be able to nurse until the end of the second year. And according to Mandiyom, it says it's enough to nurse for 18 months. Yishinah muteres linose bechamish asachedish. She's allowed to remarry after 15 months. Because the same svara. Let her remarry after 15 months. What are you afraid she'll become pregnant right away? Good. It takes 3 months anyway till the nursing stops. So therefore, she'll end up the 18 months of nursing. The milk like only stops to become black, comes dirty, after 3 months of pregnancy. So therefore, she has these 3 months to continue nursing. So therefore, it's 21 or 15. Omar Ula said, Allah is Rabbi Yehuda. Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda was not there after 18 months. That was Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Yama Marukva said, Li hit the Rabbi Chanina, that the Chanina was not to me, Li say, Sliacha, Chamisha, Sachedish. This is very good. Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. And really, you have to wait, you have to nurse 18 months. So therefore, you're allowed to remarry after 15 months. Because she can still nurse for the next 3 months. So mashma so far, that's the halacha. Mor says though, Arisei the Abaya. Abaya is Arisei, means the man that worked for Abaya. Arisei the Abaya. Also lekaimed the Abaya. He came in front of Abaya. Omalei said to him, Ma'ali eris b'chamish asachedish. Am I allowed to remarry? Or she came and asked the Shaila, could I remarry after 15 months? Like she had a child. The child now is 15 months old. Is she allowed to remarry or not? All my life, she said back like this. Chodah, first of all, one point is, to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Lach, Rabbi Yehuda. When we have a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the Lach is like Rabbi Yehuda. So far you are right. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to nurse for 18 months. The Yehuda, then further, Beishame Beisil, Halach, Beisil, also the same thing. Beisil also said 18 months. V'yama Ula Nula also said, Halach Rabbi Yehuda. And V'yama Maruk from Mokva said that Li hit the Rabbi Chanina, Lisses Liacha Chanisha Sachedish. The Mokva said that Rabbi Chanina gave him a heter to remarry after 15 months. So, if so, you see Nisuyin is even mutter. And the svar is, because even if she comes pregnant, she still has 3 more months to nurse. So kol shchein diyat, for sure, your question is only li'erith. You only want to know, can you have kedushin? Can you have kedushin? So for sure it's mutter. Like if your child is 15 months old already, then you're allowed to get remarried, at least have kedushin for sure. It's even the suyin is mutter. But your child, if you can have erisin, kedushin, that for sure is mutter. The Gemara says now, but when they came in front of Rabbi Yosef, Omaleh, he said like this, that Ravu Shmuel the Amrit Abayu. The advice is Abayu also came in front of Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef told them not like that. Rabbi Yosef said, you should know that Omaleh, Ravu Shmuel the Amrit Abayu, both Rav and Shmuel both say that the locher is Tzricha Lahamtim Eschem V'yaba Chodesh. A lady has to wait 2 years. She can't remarry for 24 months. If she's nursing, she gave birth, and then either her husband dies, her husband gives her a get, she's not allowed to remarry for the next 2 years. Chutz miyom shenelad boy, not including the day that she gave birth, for chutz miyom shenasasa boy, and not including the day she wants to get married. In other words, there has to be a complete 24 months in between the day she gave birth, and it's counting the next day, and also before she gets married. So that's what Rabbi Yosef told Olga. So the Chura Abaya now passed in the room. Abaya told his Arisa that she's allowed to get married after 15 months. So Royet Vaskre plus the Parsi. Abaya ran after for 3 miles to try and catch her, but to tell her you have to wait till 24 months. The Yarmulah, some say Parsa Becholah. He ran Amisha Parsi in the sand. It's very hard to run in the sand. For Layatkar, and he didn't meet up with her. So Vaista, she went home, and Abaya couldn't tell her that he passed in wrong. Some Rabbi Abaye said over like this, Hai Milsa the Yomer Rabbanim. This is what the Rabbanim tell us, that Afilu Beyusa Bekuchta. Even if somebody asks you a question, are you allowed to eat an egg, the kuchta, like an egg and milk? What should be the shayla? Is there any shayla? Is there any reason why you can't eat a milk in, with eggs? So Abaye said, that the Rabbanim always say over, that even if somebody asks you such a question like this, which the Chur, it's a question that is very easy to answer. Still, they say over Lalishri Inish for Mokum Rabbi. The lachar is you should not give a heter for Mokum you have a Rebbe. If your Rebbe is there in your town, you're supposed to tell the person that asked you the Shaila, go to my Rebbe. You're not supposed to answer even simple questions yourself. So Abaye is saying, Loi Mishum de Mechse Kafi Kurusa. It's not because the Pshatij look like a chutzpenik, the fact that you're paskening in front of your Rebbe. Like Abaye said, no, that's not the only reason. It's not just because it doesn't look nice that a Talmud should pass in front of the Rebbe. Ela rather mishum de loy mistayin osa. Better it is because loy mistayin osa. He's not going to be able to say the right sock sometimes. It's not going to come out to pass in the right way. And that's what happened to Abaye over here. Loy mistayin osa le memra. To say the right sock. To anor, Abaye said about himself. Hevi gamir nolay loho de Rav Shmuel. I learned what Rav Shmuel said. And afilu ochi loy mistayin osa le memra. I didn't have the siyata de shemayim like to say with the right sock. So that's what Abaye is saying now. You should know, whenever you have your Rebbe there, you should not paskin. So Tzai speaks out for Nafkamino, Sheikha Sharav Moichel HaKvoidoi. The Nafkamino is, let's say the Rav is Moichel HaKvoidoi. He gives you permission to paskin. So if it's only a question of chutzpah, you're allowed to do it. Your Rebbe gave you permission. But Abaye is saying, still you should not paskin, because you should know you're not going to have siyata de shemayim, but Mokim your Rebbe is there. Turn around, we learn like this. Nosno bino leminekis. Let's say she gives over her child, she had a baby, and the mother gives over the child to another lady to a nurse. Oigam losoi. Or else let's say she stopped nursing. She's only had the baby's only 1 year old, but she stopped nursing after 1 year. Oi meis. What's going to be the cloud? The child died. So we learned one price that says, Muteris de nosa miyad. In these cases, the whole svara doesn't apply, because she's not nursing anymore. So therefore, she's allowed to remarry right away. Rav Papadov, Rav Huna, Bred Rav Yeshua, Sova, Lemevet, Uvda, Kiyai Maslisa. They thought that that's the Psak Halacha, that in the case where the Isha gave away her child to nurse by somebody else, or stopped nursing, or a kid died, she's allowed to get remarried. Omrulu, Hu, Ahi, Safta, an older lady, grandmother told them, Pididi, Evi, Uvda, Vani, it happened such a case like this, the Osali, Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said nothing doing. There's like a light plug. Halacha is when a lady gives birth, there's a light plug. Now the Rabbanan says for the next 2 years, she's not allowed to remarry. Mashmi, even if she stopped nursing. So the Gemara, Amy, it's not true. For Rav Nachman, Sharulu, Levei, Resh Glusa. Rav Nachman was matta by the house of the Resh Glusa on a case where the lady gave over a child to another nurse to take over. So Resh Glusa was matta them to remarry. So Rav Nachman was matta. So according to the theory of Rav Nachman, so Gemara says, no, Hatayah Shani Bey Resh Glusa. By the house of the Resh Glusa, that's like the heads, the rich people over there, Tulehodabhu. Over there, we're not afraid that they'll retract. In other words, when they hire the nurse to take over the child, they'll for sure pay the nurse, and the nurse is afraid of the Bey Resh Glusa, and she won't, like, quit on them. So by the Bey Resh Glusa, when she gives over the child to nurse by somebody else, for sure that person will take care of the baby. Therefore, we let the mother remarry. But by other places, we still have the chash, maybe she won't be able to, the nurse will stop, and therefore she'll have to go back to the mother. So if the mother is remarried, she won't be able to nurse anymore. So therefore, we don't want her to remarry. Right, so Omulu Rav Papa. Papa said like this, "Vi also letizbaro meho," like, why don't you also agree to this psak from this braisa? And he asked the kasha, like, how did you first think to say it's mutter, and you need this sound to tell you it's also for the Nachman? Why don't you know it yourself that it should be yosser? The Tanya, we learned that this, he had this gemara in Yevamis. Harei shehoyser redufa lelech lebeis aviya. Let's say a lady was not getting along with her husband. She always wanted to run to her father's house. So the kids said, we know that she's not pregnant, because she's always running to her father's house. She's not with her husband. Harei shehoyalo kasa beis baila. Or else, even if she's still living by her husband, she's angry at her husband. And there's a big fight, and we know they weren't living together. Or else the husband is locked up in jail. Also, we know for sure the wife is not pregnant. Or else the husband got himself a plane ticket, a place or a ship. He's on the other side of the ocean the last 6 months. So also, we know for sure the wife is not pregnant. I show you by the Zokin, better still, the husband is too old to have children. I chelu is sick, I show you Sakara. Well, she's in Akara, she can't have children. Was the king, or she too old? Islandis, or Kitana, for Matela Sacha Mrs. Baila. Let's say your husband died and she was Maple, she just had a miscarriage. So we know for sure she's not pregnant now. The Shane of Real Ella, there was another case that she found can't give birth. Is cool in all these halachas, all these cases. That's the halacha that before a lady remarries, not because she has a baby, she has to nurse. No, we don't know she's pregnant or not. So a lady, when a husband dies or she gets a get, she can't remarry until 3 months go by. Because we want to make sure to see whether she's pregnant or not. Because if she's pregnant, we want to know who the father is. Is the first husband the father or the second one? So therefore, there's a din midrabbanan, and you're not allowed to remarry until 3 months. Now, in these cases, we know for sure the lady is not pregnant. She can't become pregnant. Still, you see, it's a light plug. The Rabbanan said still she's not allowed to remarry. You see, from here, when the Rabbanan says something, it applies to all cases, even though the reason doesn't apply to you. Here also, any lady that had a baby should have to wait 2 years before she can remarry. Rav Yossi Matul Yeres L'Nesamiyad. Rav Yossi Tak, in this case, said it was mutano, there's no le plug. He said they could have the suin right away. But we Yomer of Nachman Amar Shmuel, halachic Rabbi Meir, the Gzer Yosef. We paskin like Rabbi Meir on Rabbi Meir's Gzeris. So Guri of So, which Taki is seen as a le plug, that you can't marry for 3 months, even we know for sure she's not pregnant. So same thing by us also. Even though she doesn't have to nurse anymore, still she should be also to remarry for 2 years. Sumura says, Amrile, they said back in Echonami, Laba Daitin, we didn't think about this. Yitzhak is right, it's a good proof. Vilkoso, what's the locker though? Meis mutter. In a case where the child dies, then the Rabbanan didn't make a loy plug. And Echonami, then she's allowed to remarry. But come losay also. But let's say the child's alive. Just she stopped nursing, that's a loy plug. Still, she can't remarry until 2 years went by. Omar Ma Baravashi. Omar Ma Baravashi. Omar Afilu Meis Nami Yosef. He said, no, even when the child dies, still she can't remarry. Dilma Kotla Levi Yosla. Because if so, we're afraid maybe she's going to want to remarry. So she sees the only way she could do it is if the child dies. So we'll have to be afraid maybe she'll go and kill a child. Therefore, we tell her she still can't remarry. The Yosla Mitzvah. And the Mar says, the heavy oof did it with a case like that. That a lady wanted to remarry. Chum said, nothing doing. You just had a baby. You have to wait 2 years. So what she did was with her kosei, and she choked the baby. So that's the reason why, even so, she has to wait 2 years. The Mura says, V'lohi, but that's not the locha. We don't have to be afraid of this case. The locha is, if the baby dies, then the mother is allowed to remarry. And I, case here, we see that the mother killed the baby. Hayhi shaita voy. She was a shaita, fool she was. The loy avdi nashi dechanki benayim. Because it's not a normal thing. A normal lady does not choke her baby, for no matter what. Tana Rabban, the bright son, we learn like this. Harei shenosna lo ben lohonik. In a case where somebody gave a nurse, a baby to nurse. The locher is harezu letonik imoy. The nurse now is not allowed to nurse loy beno, not her own child. If she accepted a job to nurse somebody else's baby, she's not allowed to nurse her own child. V'loy ben chaveret, and not somebody else's child. Posko akima, let's say when you hired the nurse, the owner only made up to pay her a small amount for food. But since she took the job to nurse, she has to eat well. With her own money, she has to feed herself. She's also not eat bad things for the milk. Now we explain. Hashta b'no amar taloi. Mazach yisai a nurse accepted to nurse somebody else's baby. Can't nurse her own child. Ben chavarta mi boy. Why do you have to say she can't nurse somebody else's baby also? So Mara says, yes, Mazach, I would have thought, v'nohu d'chayis alayu. That for her own child, she would have rachmanis on him. And even though mamzilei tvei, and maybe she'll nurse more her own child than she would the other baby. Abel ben chaveret, but maybe she only takes on to nurse a second one. Elav the heavy lay meister. Then we would say, if she knows, like if she knows that she doesn't have extra milk, but you have a mamtile, she wouldn't give the second baby milk. Because maybe by someone else's child, it should be mutter. Because the only reason why she would nurse somebody else's child also is because she feels she has enough milk for both. But for her own child, she'll give too much. Kamash Malan, no, that still she can't nurse a second child. Not only her own child, even somebody else's child also, it's also for her to nurse. Since she took upon the job to nurse one child, she's not allowed to be busy working or nursing another one. Maybe she won't give the first one enough milk to give the second one. Then the bride says, Post the king of the Balabas only set aside to pay her a little bit of money for the food. But she has to eat a lot of food though, because she can't nurse otherwise. Mehecha, where does she get the money to buy the food? She has to take it from herself. If she accepted the job, that's the job, to eat a lot in order to have milk. She's not allowed to eat the bad things that stop the milk. All right, turn over. The Gemara says, my ninu, what are these bad things? She can't eat like hops. She can't eat. Humrin, Rashi says. V'chazis, Rashi says, asovim shel zera tfua. That's the grass. V'aito, v'dogim, k'tan shouldn't eat small fish, v'yadoma, she shouldn't eat ground. Abayi roma afilo kaira. She should not even eat pumpkin, she shouldn't eat. Or Rashi says, kaira means, that's rach hagodah bedekel. That's like the bark of the palm tree. V'chavusha, she should not eat chavusha either. V'apopi roma afilo kro, not even a pumpkin. V'kufra, and that Kuf Rashi says, tomorrow mekatnusen, like unripe figs. Rav Ashi yom afilo kimcho v'hasna. She should not eat kimcho, Rashi says, kutach. That's a special dish that has some salt, milk, and oil in it. V'hasna, it's a dish of fish. Minayu. V'hasna. Now the Gemara says, minayu paskichal, but some of these things make it stop nursing, make stop the milk come. And minayu akrichal, but some of them just make the milk a little bit black. Now the Gemara says, the sham shemerichai, if anybody lives with his wife, by the Beirachai and by the mill, his Hevelei B'ni Nichvei. He'll have children that are Nichvei, Drashi, Vladish, Vassar, Bashan, Leithlim. They'll have miscarriages. The Misham Sheyalar, your son lives with his wife on the ground, on the floor. Hevelei B'nei Shemutei. The Darko, B'nei Shemutei. Rashi says, Aruche Tzavar V'umum. They're going to have long necks. That's not nice. Now, the Darko Aldomo, the Chamra. If a pregnant lady walks over the blood of a donkey, Hevelei B'nei Girdino. It's also a sakona. She'll have, Rashi says, Odom shenimrat saras roishoi, hoi bagarev, kreis the mudna kid she'll have. Too long, the hair will be too long. The yoch lechadla, pregnant lady that eats mustard, hevilo b'nei zuzloni, Rashi rasanonim, there'll be fresses, chazes. The yoch letichli, Risha eats tichli at the crest, hevilo b'nei dulfani. Dulfani, Rashi says, enayim zolfas mayim, the eyes will always tear. The Yochlo Monino, Rashi says, Hurgla Lechel Dogum Ketanim, it's small fish, Hevela B'nei Mutasiyenei. They'll always be blinking their eyes. The Yochlo Gargo, Gargushta, Rashi says, Adom, if they eat type of clay, Hevela B'nei Mechurei. They'll be like black kids. the shoshi shikhr, they drink anything shikhr, is havelo b'nei uchmi. Also be like black ones, chweshratis, b'nei uchmi. The yochla bishra v'shashi chamra, pregnant lady though, that eats good meat and drinks wine,